There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes. You want to start the show?
Let's start this show, buddy.
I'm fine with starting a show.
We have to start the show, my friend. This is our final show of 2020, and we better make it freaking good. Because you know what?
What?
Henry, the audience, they have a very high standard for us.
I know.
And you better live up to it.
It is a gold standard. Much like Tom Cruise holds his crew at, much that
yep.
he holds all of the people that... Have you heard about this whole thing with Tom Cruise fucking fish?
No, I didn't.
This is page 7 material, but Tom Cruise, according to Blind Items, I've been talking about this with Jackie from page 7, Tom Cruise has been buying whole fish from various fisheries, and it's not a haberdashery, that's a hat store. You would have to go to a fish place.
A Gander Mountain that has fish.
A Gander Mountain that has fish.
Sure.
He has been apparently, and this is true, been buying whole fish, disappearing into bathrooms with it, full security detail. This is not a fucking bit.
It sounds like a bit.
He goes in, leaves the fish, and he goes in the bathroom, comes back out with no fish, and then people have been going in and finding the fish.
Wait.
All fucked up with a mysterious white substance inside of the fish.
All right. Well, until proven guilty of having sex with fish in bathrooms, Tom Cruise is still innocent in my heart when it comes to only that.
I think the gold standard is a person that comes inside of the belly of a dead trout.
Oh my God.
That's what he means by the gold standard.
I think that's possible. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Side Stories, the gold standard of podcasting.
Yep.
I am Ben, hanging out with Henry. Hope you all had a wonderful holiday.
This is the Sea Org of podcasts.
This is definitely something that smells like fish
and
belongs underwater.
I don't. It's highly mysterious. There's at least three instances of it.
No, you hold on a second.
They don't know if he's fucking the fish, but one person said they found a mangled, what seemed to be post-fucked fish.
Well, how would you even have sex with the fish?
Its mouth! Or you cut a hole in its belly and you fuck its guts.
I believe Tom Cruise would be creative, but why would he do that? He's a man who lives in a world of sci-fi. Perhaps this is him getting sick of looking at robots and machines. Maybe he wants to get back to nature, and if it takes you having sex with a fish in a bathroom, now I have to say... Okay.
I don't think that is getting back to nature. Technically, that's raping nature.
Well, it is doing something I don't recommend doing,
I have a couple theories. Number one is this is a lie. Sure, whatever. If you're boring, yeah, it's a lie. Two, he is having sex with the fish. Maybe it's some form of inner protest. I honestly, weirdly think number three is the actual option. I think it might be some form of long-form exercise that he's supposed to be doing for Scientology to show self-mastery. That there's something inside of his mind that's like, if I can get it up and fuck this animal that with the tiny little sharp teeth digging into the end of my shaft
sure.
and still come, I am the gold standard.
Well, speaking of gold standards, Anthony Warner, he detonated a bomb outside in Nashville.
This is a hot way to roll into this topic.
No, a gold standard of committing suicide. Anthony Warner, this is the biggest story from the week. Of course, a lot of people, this was Christmas Day. A lot of people heard about this story.
Christmas.
Perhaps the day after Christmas.
Look at the facts.
I believe it was on Christmas, Mr. Zabrowski.
Excellent.
Though.
I was fucking in a haze that day.
I'm sure that you were, as opposed to every other day. So this man detonated a bomb, but there is so much more to this. It was a suicide. Thankfully, he was the only one that died. Obviously, that is sad in its own right, but he caused the damage, so I suppose he got what he wanted.
Several
people
were injured.
Insane.
It's very strange. It is flourishing in the conspiracy world, obviously,
well, because
it seems
where
very...
That's where this man resided, didn't he?
Yes, and it is... There's a couple of good conspiracy theories that I liked. One was this guy. So Anthony Warner, just so you know, he set off... I think the whole world knows it's this...
Massive
suicide bomb that he did in any other country would be called terrorism. But he went, he blew up...
Well, I don't think it was terrorism because the bomb was in an RV. And when you think about Ice Cube family...
It was vacationing.
station. And
that's right.
It was. It wasn't like the guy. The only reason it was terrorism in Times Square, it was like a Subaru.
Okay? Yeah, absolutely. But it's an outdoor car. Obviously, why is it in the city? This, if this really was a vacation, that Subaru would be in Vermont and be driven by Marcus Parks.
Exactly. So this is an RV doing something that most RVs don't
RVs
do.
They loiter. RVs loiter.
Yeah, but they comfort. This one exploded.
But maybe it was his comfort.
It was. So as you know, actually, probably was.
When it was exploded, it was in very early morning. It was like 6:30 in the morning. It was empty, empty street. He sat inside of an RV that was filled with explosives that played a warning that said that basically on some kind of broadcast system said in 15 minutes, a bomb is going to explode in a woman's voice. Then he played, which is now becoming a thing, he played Petula Clark's Downtown. This bomb was placed in downtown Nashville. He played Downtown. It was specifically outside of the AT&T building, which is where the conspiracy theories came in.
With 5G and those things.
And then it blew up. Now, when it blew up, it disrupted cell phone service for like several hours.
Well, that's why initially, obviously, the casualty rate was never going to be high. Everyone sort of knew that right away, which I think is actually very good for him. Thank you for doing that. That's very nice.
It's interesting.
He didn't want to take people with him because, you know what? I've said this before, and I just... suicide bombers are a pet peeve of mine. You're sad. Yeah. Don't bring me sad.
Don't get me involved with your war.
You do it.
All right. I have... fucking my feet are too short for me to be in the army. I was never supposed to have the war brought to me.
No.
Okay. I prefer to be on my TV where I can vote on it with my cell phone. My favorite wars. But this guy, he tried to not kill people in a way. Obviously, some people could have been killed because he did explode a fucking bomb.
It's always more dangerous to blow up a bomb than not.
There's a couple of weird things that have come up. Number one was that his girlfriend, he had a girlfriend. He was a loner, considered a loner, right? He lived out in a trailer park. He had a girlfriend that called the police about a year ago and said that, I believe that my boyfriend is building a bomb in an RV in our backyard. They stay together, which is incredible.
Nice.
It's about
that
working
nice.
It out, about letting, you have to let your partner have their space.
Well, it's also
to do what they do.
It may have been a better, maybe a peak time in their relationship. He had a hobby. She was always like, get a hobby. You're a loser.
I have a hobby now. All you do is write your manifesto all day. Why don't you eat my pussy?
Well, now I'm going to go tinker on this bomb.
Like a loaf.
Absolutely. So, and also, again, downtown Nashville, pretty condensed area. We've been there many times. We love freaking Nashville. Please, God. There were some rumors that it's becoming Silicon Valley of the South.
Don't do it, Nashville.
You must stop these tech people before. If you see three people in khakis.
Don't do this.
Oh, you're inspiring
more Anthony Warners.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah.
I do think that this is an anti-technology thing. There was no writing left behind. There was no actual straight motive. They said that he was obsessed with reptilians.
Yes.
And he wrote diaries saying that he was trying to hunt reptilians. Who's not? Honestly,
find me
a man who's not in an active war against the reptilians.
I firmly believe if anyone sees a reptilian, the first thing they do is, I've been planning for this.
There are two sides in the war with the reptilians, and you better find yourself on the right side because they are all they do is spiritually fucking gape us.
Well, absolutely. And don't forget about the power of the psychic vampire. Obviously, Anthony Q. Warner, Quinn is his middle name, interestingly enough. He was 63 years old. He obviously had his soul sucked from him and nothing but sadness remained. Speaking of Petula Clark, however, of course, her hit song Downtown, she's also a victim in all of this, so I'm just so happy that she addressed this on her Facebook.
Oh, she denounced the bombing?
She did. This is what Clark had to say.
That's more than the president did.
Well, he's got a lot of stuff on his plate there, mostly Burger King. So Clark, she's 88 years old.
Yes.
She's 88 years old, so she took to Facebook. That's what they do. She says, I feel the need to express my shock and disbelief at the Christmas Day explosion in our beloved Music City. I love Nashville and its people. Why this violent act? Leaving behind such devastation, the British singer continued. A few hours later, I was told that the music in the background of that strange announcement was me singing Downtown of all the thousands of songs.
It's very
sad. Why this one?
It's very sad because it took like place downtown.
It sounds like she was more upset that he recognized she was a one-hit wonder.
I don't know.
Because she mentions how she has thousands of other songs. I don't think that she was upset that he played her music. I think she was upset that he played a hit.
Honestly, and you can find her music on Spotify.
Absolutely.
And that's to me the most important message to take from all of this. And Anthony Warner, he'd held several IT jobs. It seemed, according to the USA Today, he had extensive experience with electronics and alarm systems. And now where the conspiracy theories come in is this idea that the police didn't accurately investigate this claim that he had explosives.
Right.
So they came. Apparently, the police came to his house, saw the RV she was talking about because the door was closed and he refused them entry. And then they didn't have a warrant to go and search. And he said, no, you can't come in. And they couldn't figure it out. I guess enough probable cause to enter.
Huh? That works.
I guess so. And so they just left and he continued to build his bomb. So a lot of people point to the fact they're like, that means he's a contract killer for the CIA, that he is a part of this and that we have is the Listen to me, listen.
No, I'm listening.
The CIA and the FBI have joined forces. This comes from the conspiracy world. The CIA and the FBI have joined forces. They're using this guy to their some reason they want to destroy 5G. The 5G, they're trying to fight.
I thought they wanted 5G.
They don't want 5G because 5G is killing our cum. It's making our cum dead. It's going to lower the population.
It's making our cum dead.
Absolutely. And secret signals can be hidden inside the 5G.
So we got a bunch of goth come inside of us, and this is what the CIA and the FBI doesn't
want.
See
how much shit they will be able to hide in the 6th G. Well, if we get up to 6, listen to the sound and the pitch of my voice. If we get up to 6,
I can't even, 7-minute apps. I cannot even imagine that.
But they're saying
that's very good.
So, but you know what I actually like is that for some reason, the conspiracy theories around this, like, made me feel heartened for conspiracy theories in the future. Because I was like, there we go. Now we got our fucking thinking caps on here. We're looking at who benefits. There's in the other conspiracy theories that this was all directed by AT&T themselves to create more cheap real estate because they said that the building that he tried to blow up was Oceanside and it was this nice little, it was, or whatever,
honestly,
Riverside.
That's possible.
And that they were using this as a way to get cheap real estate.
As we're seeing.
And I was like, that's a real conspiracy theory.
As we're seeing with AT&T steamroll our country right now, taking over multiple businesses, just really being the old Kirby of economics, sucking up everything in its path. Perhaps AT&T does want that real estate. Just going back here to this song, because I just, you know, we have to look at the lyrics to really understand what was going on in this man's mind.
Yes. I mean, it's the only thing we have left. We don't have any journals. The girlfriend left him a long time ago.
She was unhappy with the bomb making.
Yeah. But then his neighbor also, I love the quote from his neighbor, because they went and asked the people next door, what did you see? What do you think's going on?
The neighbor didn't exactly hear something and say something.
He didn't. He apparently asked his loner neighbor, who's never worked outside of his home. Like, you know, he's just held all these weird little side jobs. He doesn't leave.
Nothing
he barely leaves. Of course, I love our
you
loners.
You got a wasp nest? You call a guy like that. You need to have the jack of all trades who's willing to get stung. Be like,
love
hey,
him.
Yeah, exactly. There's too much piss in the pool.
You always
then you
need
call
one.
That guy. Yeah.
You never realize if you need molasses or bullets, you got to have yourself a loner.
Absolutely. You need the guy who just does everything kind of all right.
Yeah, it's cool. He made it. But they asked him, who's never done anything. They asked him, he's like, oh, so what's your plan there, Anthony, for 2021? What are you doing? What are you doing for Christmas? And he's just like, I tell you what, I'm going to have a good old Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so famous, no one in Nashville will ever forget me. And instead of him being like, what? He went, that's great. See you soon.
That's great. Well, perhaps the man was opening up a new play right downtown Nashville.
He's not going to
And he was going. Well, you never know when something big is going to hit. I watch Shark Tank all the time. And even products as simple as a sponge can make you millions.
Obviously, if he wanted to destroy more real estate, nothing bombs harder than a happening in the middle of downtown Nashville. That's a theater joke.
So the man is driving in his RV. His hair looks like a bit Nick Nolte-esque after the DUI.
Oh, how dare you? It's way more combed.
Well, in that picture.
Look how combed that is.
It's definitely not combed anymore. And now keep in mind, he's blaring Downtown by Petula Clark, which is without a doubt the most amount of exposure this song has had within the past 40 years. And just to give you a sense of the lyrics here, the opening lyric is, when you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Yes.
Dot, dot, dot. Blow up the AT&T building.
I wish that Petula would be honest about what that lyric meant, because she said it was allegorical.
She did.
And I don't think that it is, because it sounds like it's directions to loners of what they should do in downtown Nashville.
Well, that's the problem. She says millions of people all over the world have been uplifted, but then she also wrote, perhaps you can read something else into these words, depending on your state of mind.
Oh, fuck, is Petula Clark Q?
I don't
Holy
know.
Shit, is Petula Clark leading the militia against the infrastructure of our tech giants?
I don't know, buddy. I'm just saying there is something strange
going on in the neighborhood. Hyper-specific lyrics written from a song 45 years ago. How old is that song?
Oh, my God, it was the late 60s. It's older than that. So, yes, Anthony Warner probably should have been on the watch list a little bit earlier.
I mean, what can you do?
So this is according to the police. The police statement said regarding when they looked at the RV, or didn't really get a chance to look at it too much, but I guess they just said, like, everything's fine. They say they saw no evidence of a crime and had no authority to enter his home or fenced property. But isn't that weird how they seem to do that all the other times?
Oh, yeah. You've seen the barge in, like, you know, like Breonna Taylor or like all the people that lost their lives senselessly.
But not in this case.
He was just allowed to just build a whole bomb inside of an RV. Yeah, it just seems like there might be a lot to unpack there.
But this dude, he did have a lawyer. And you know what his lawyer's name was?
Hmm.
Raymond Throckmorton.
He said that he would have definitely called the police if his client told him he was building a bomb in an RV.
Absolutely. So Throckmorton, he went on to say this regarding what happened. Throckmorton told the newspaper he represented Warner in a civil case several years ago, and that Warner was no longer his client in August 2019. And this is what he had to say. He says, somebody, somewhere, dropped the ball.
Wow, thank God this is just, what a fucking crackerjack system we got going on over here.
Somebody? We dropped the ball. It's like, there's an explosion downtown Nashville. Who dropped the ball?
You know, the big thing with explosions, you really got to make sure you got to dot your I's and you got to cross your T's.
Yeah. But the FBI, they had no record of this dude. Apparently, they reported back. They checked all the records, checked all the holdings. And the FBI had nothing on him.
Absolutely nothing.
No one saw it coming, although Warner was arrested in 1978 on a marijuana-related charge.
Disgusting!
So, yeah, this man, who knows what led to what. But
disgusting!
He was still stoned from that great 1970s book.
Yeah, fuck you. That tie stick that he had in fucking 1970s.
All right. Well, we'll keep you updated. But yeah, the conspiracy theories run amok on that story. But again, people of Nashville, we love you. And we're kind of having a bit of a laugh, aren't we, sometimes?
Oh, we always have a laugh.
It is because no one was hurt other than the person who really wanted to be hurt.
Oh, yeah, if it was a mass terrorism event, we'd find other ways to make fun of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the other thing that I think is really interesting is that Jetpack Man was finally caught on fucking camera. Another Jetpack Man off the SoCal coast. It might be the same guy, but this guy is in it's like a sci-fi movie. They don't know how he's in a jetpack that works so well. This is according to the ABC7 Los Angeles. Another sighting has been reported of a jetpack flying over the Los Angeles area, a recurring mystery reported by pilots that until now had not been captured on video. An instructor with a local flight school captured footage of what appears to be the elusive Jetpack Man flying off the coast of Palos Verdes at an altitude of about 3,000 feet.
May I just ask, how many jetpacks are sold in America every year? If it's more than 20, you got to look at who has one. Where's your jetpack? And then be like, oh, this one's hot. It seems like it's been used. Are you Jetpack Man?
He might have made his own. He might have made it because they're saying it is working at a level that most jetpacks do not work.
What if it's actually
more higher powered, which actually makes it potentially more dangerous because essentially you're sitting, it's like the joke with fucking Ray Stantz talking about how, like, oh yeah, I always feel super comfortable with 20,000 megaton proton accelerator on my back, which is like, you literally have this engine filled with fuel just strapped to you.
You know who feels like an idiot?
Who?
That guy who made that bomb to go, or the guy who made that rocket, rather, to go see if the Earth was flat.
Oh, yeah,
just
that
get a jetpack.
Yeah, he was stupid.
Yeah.
He was a stupid person. This is a person that is very, it seems to be very bright in the fact that he can do it, but it's very dangerous what they're doing because they're buzzing airplanes as they're fucking taking off and landing.
Honestly, he's just going to get sucked into one of these damn things, and then everything's going to fall apart.
So, keep it going, jetpack man. Honestly,
I don't know if you should say keep it going. At some point, doesn't he go? Like, speaking of keeping it going, where is he going?
Up and down.
Up and down. That's all he does.
Yeah, man. It's all about the trip.
You know, at this point, I'm going to say this, jetpack man.
It's the journey.
Adopt a child. You're in season three. You got to do something. At this point, it's the same thing. Make a circle for me. Write your name in the air with a smoke thing.
Sure. If he gets his jetpack son, we're going to see two jetpack people up there.
That would be great. At least show me something.
Then he's growing. That shows growth.
And
again, there's a difference between plot and story.
You get the whole family up there, and then you have the most bizarre version yet of the joke, the aristocrats.
And then you see
what can happen up in space. But jetpack man, I guess he is. I think it's safe to say this. He is the clown. What the clown was. To what was it, 2016?
2016.
The jetpack man is to 2020.
Well, we have a lot of flying humanoids.
Random sightings.
There's a lot of weird shit in the sky.
He's not a flying humanoid. He's just a human who has a jetpack.
I would place him in humanoid. We haven't seen what he looks like underneath the helmet. Wouldn't that be fucking rad, dude?
What if we know him?
Oh.
That'd be cool.
That'd be so cool if it's like Kenny Chesney. That'd be fucking sweet, dude. I'm like, oh shit, that's where you've been, dude.
Kenny Chesney. Gotta love the Ches.
You know what's also interesting? Did you read about how Marco Rubio, who I hate, is a very interesting, he slipped something into the new bill, the new defense bill.
Uh-huh.
He created, this is completely true. Mm-hmm. There's now when they signed it, there's an 180 day time, like a timer has started for now. It has been signed into law that the Pentagon has to issue a report in 180 days on every single thing they know about UFOs.
Let's see if they do it.
It's fucking wild.
The hand of Marco Rubio has spoken.
He's obsessed with this because it's anything but whatever he has to deal with in his fucking life.
You know, I love UFO research.
It's certainly not the
research.
Raging bullshit that's going on.
I love UFO research, but you know, I'm also a big, you know, I like my politics, Abel against top hat. We got a lot of stuff going on with the Roeds and with jabs.
There's a lot going
on. A lot of things. Maybe Marco Rubio could just focus a little bit on, the things that matter to us for now. Leave them to you.
Leave the UFO news to those of us whose waists are different than when they sit down than when they stand up.
Absolutely.
I think that's really important because the fact that I become an XL when I sit down is the reason why I'm a ufologist.
Well, an extra large, lovable lump. Henry Zebrowski.
I just sit big.
I know you do, baby.
You have been saying baby because you called Travis baby and he got a little weirded out just because it's intimate. It sounds like you just got done slipping $20 bill into his underwear and he's like shuffling to the bathroom for a quick whore's bath.
I was doing some sports betting. Thank you, Packers. I won some money and maybe that's what's happening to me.
Oh, you won game on the you literally
won game.
You won game on the boys that play the game. LeBron James is my age today. I found that out today, which is he's 30 fucking six.
Yeah. Isn't that something? He is.
Things are different. Life is different for us.
Well, let me tell you something about LeBron James. 16 years old, cover of Sports Illustrated. I couldn't have handled it, and I think he deserves a little bit of freaking respect around here.
I couldn't respect him more, and I can't wait for when we do our shoe together. It's a shoe for sitting. It's a high impact shoe for podcasting. I actually think it's really, really important because you want it to look good. You want to feel good. You want to feel supported, high heart support.
You want to get
that bounce. And you just also, because sometimes the sweat pools in your feet when you've been sitting for hours.
Yeah. So you want to have kind of maybe a little bit of an exhaust. So every time you stand up, there's a small puddle that looks like you urinated yourself.
Live from your grave.
All right, Henry. I know that you take care of your vagina.
My vagina in there. Is so clean. My vagina is so clean, you could see through my mouth.
Well,
you're sitting there and looking at it. But you know what's weird about my vagina is that all this chocolate comes out of it.
Yeah, well, that's called your butthole. That is not a vagina. However,
that's not what my uncle said.
You are. Just,
I wasn't molested. I don't even know why. It's not even funny. Some people get fucked in the ass all the time by family.
Absolutely. We've seen the videos on that Hub website.
Well, yeah, it's been my new exercise. I've been getting stuck into my stove, and then my stepfather comes over, and he really gives me a talking to.
Well, God knows. Sometimes you're the turkey, and sometimes you're the baster. 104-year-old. He was a man who worked on vaginas. Obgyn. An obgyn.
It's an OBGYN.
OBGYN.
An obgyn, anyway, though, really sounds like it's like a fun vagina-scented troll.
Can I just say this? And I don't know. This dude's 104 years old. Okay, so long story short, he used his sperm to father hundreds of children, which is absolutely disgusting and horrible.
He called it a donation.
But can I just say this over? It's just a theme, and I don't want to be sexist, but no man should be an OBGYN. What do we know?
I will say.
What do we know about a vagina?
I like my all of my doctors to be women. I like my I want my normal.
Well, that could also be an issue. That could be problematic as well.
I just trust women. I trust women over men. But yeah, it's the idea of like having a guy being like, all right, let's pop open the hood and see what's going on here. like that kind of shit. Where I can't. I don't know. I feel that many women do appreciate having a female OBGYN versus a man, because sometimes it's nice to have a, you know, because you have a gentle, fatherly OBGYN. But the problem is that they become like this guy.
Dr. Philip Peven is his name. Again, 104 years old. He's a retired missionary.
I'm certain it's Peven, but I'm much rather. He's Peven because of this.
Yes.
Peven repeatedly also revealed. So this he's retired. So he's out of the game.
He's a retired doctor out of Michigan. And
he allegedly confessed.
He did confess.
To using his sperm to fathering hundreds of children by using his sperm to impregnate his patients. Sometimes without their knowledge.
Well, that is absolutely freaking even horrifying.
He reportedly also revealed that he was among a group of physicians who used their and other doctors' sperm to impregnate their patients without their consent. This is Epstein.
Freaking disgusting.
This is literally Epstein. Superior classes believe they can manipulate the lower classes by mixing sperms.
And
that's what Epstein wanted to do. Epstein wanted to father thousands and thousands of children with his cum because he thought that he could create a super generation.
Well, to be fair, his cum would be the only thing he could use to do that. But this was all in the 1950s. And so don't forget, we're like beyond Roe. We're not in Roe v. Wade territory at this point. So basically, we have forced pregnancies on these women. You cannot. This is really horrific. So Jamie Hall, she is now 61 years old. She's been kind of wondering who her dad is. Her parents died a long time ago.
Yes.
And she's the one who sort of brought this case to light. Apparently.
Well, they had difficulty conceiving. And then she got married. And then Hall's parents had no clue the longtime doctor used his own sperm to impregnate her mother. How would you know? Peven reportedly worked as a doctor. And I guess that this started, like, this happened. Because she used Ancestry.com and 23andMe last year and discovered that she was half Ashkenazi Jew. Before then, she thought she was Scottish. Hall reportedly then stumbled upon the last name Peven. She recalled that her mother's OBGYN's last name was Peven and confirmed his name was on her birth certificate as he delivered her decades earlier. Hall then recounted telling her husband, I don't think my donor is who my mom thought it was.
I don't think it is either. So Peven, whatever. He allegedly told this victim and also his daughter.
It's weird.
It's going to lead to a lot of stuff. But apparently he told her, quote, I started donating sperm in the 1940s. This guy.
Just sounds like a fucking like a Harvey Weinstein thing, being like, no, I should actually get off of this because I donated cum to my plant.
Oh, it's so bad. So Hall received further confirmation that Peven was indeed her father after the doctor's grandson was listed as her half nephew. Again, as Henry said, on a genealogy website. These genealogy websites, I mean,
they're causing some trouble.
they are causing a lot
they're
of
kicking
family
up some dust
between the Golden State Killer, but then also realizing I have a different dad than I wanted. Do we need to? Well, the Golden State Killer, very good.
I believe, but as a Satanist, I believe all knowledge is important and illumination is incredible. You're supposed to, these secrets are supposed to be destroyed.
I'm not doing it.
Certain secrets, certain secrets, though, when then are revealed, do happen to destroy many things. But the
secret,
they
can destroy an entire family history.
Absolutely. But a secret can also be deeply poisonous. I think secrets can sometimes cause tumors.
Secrets. Well, you look at the film Dirty Work. Did Norm know that he was Artie's brother? No.
No.
And then,
but then
who
they became
told him?
Closer
but,
than
but
ever.
Who told him? It was because of the fuck picture that his dad had. And I believe that is what genealogy, that's how far we should go.
Done. That's
you take
how
a picture of you fucking the person's mother and you say, I'm your father. And then you show it. All this
in
website
a simpler
stuff.
World, in a simpler world, Kissel, in your world, in your perfect world, yes, I'm with you.
I'm just
it should
saying,
always be like, I, this is the moment he came in me.
Has anyone ever had a genealogy report where it's like, I'm so happy I did this?
I did.
All Marcus found out was that he's British.
Yeah, I mean, he is just totally British. It turned out I was originally 1% Japanese.
You cannot say any racial slur because of any amount of breakdown.
I'm now 1% Pakistani. Look at me.
Yes, I can actually kind of see it in a very strange.
Look at me.
I can see you at the market flipping falafels.
Oh, yeah,
buddy.
You.
I can
absolutely
see it.
Absolutely. I keep telling Natalie I want to bring back the urban turban.
Well, you,
and she told me that it's a bad idea. She said that I shouldn't be wearing a turban. And I was like, but what about, I'm so sick. I only wear baseball caps. Isn't there other kind of hats I can wear?
Was this
pork pie hat makes me a fucking child molester. A fedora makes me a child molester.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Need to have some, was it a good flair? I was like, oh, a fun urban turban.
Well, you sound like Alec Baldwin's wife attempting to be
how
something.
You say? People get mad at me. People got mad at me. I've never pretended
what
to be another race for many, many years.
I think she said she was from Malta.
How you
or
say
something.
Cucumber?
Cucumber.
It's like, I didn't pay attention to that story because I don't want to waste my fucking brain cells.
Yeah.
But that is a Jackie Zabrowski story for real.
Anyway, back to the man who impregnated probably hundreds of women without their consent.
Look at that smile on him.
He really believed he was studying. I don't understand how anyone feels as if. Like this, there is something with, like, look at Anthony Cromartie. He's the former New York Jet. Life has been hard for him. I believe he has like 25 kids. There is something in the mail.
Rock Terrio had. Rock Terrio,
of course.
23 kids.
Ant Hill kids. We'll continue to cover that this week on Last Podcast. On
look
Left
at
Propa.
That satisfied smile. Look at how many vials he's come in.
Why is it that some men, because you and I, Henry, I think I'm going to speak for you. The idea of having one child. It sends a shiver down my spine.
I don't fucking want a child in any way, shape, or form.
Why is it some men want to just like seed? Don't they realize that all those seeds come back and all those seeds have lawyers and all those seeds want their money?
Do you want a real answer?
Yes, I want a real answer.
My real answer, my belief is that like Epstein, there is a belief that they believe this guy, Dr. Peven, believed that he was above other humanity and that his cum was so important.
You have any idea how good I am at being an OBGYN? I can smell a pussy from 20 miles away.
You got a pussy. You got a pussy. You got a pussy. Pussy. You're dressed like one, but I don't smell a pussy.
Hey, Susan.
Yeah.
At least you're not pregnant, huh?
Oh.
I can smell a pussy from 20 miles away.
What is this jangling bag of vials that you have in a slingshot? he is but they believe that they are a step above other humanity.
Such
and
a scumbag.
They should be creating whole generations of people. It is the same mentality of the corporate overlords that are going to leave planet Earth with all of our precious resources.
Get
out of
here.
With their secret space program. I really do. It's a stripe. It's something about control. It's something close to like a fascist idea of like building. Like it is. It's. I'm going to almost put out there. It's soft eugenics, even though it's hard because you got to do it. But it is creating things in your own image.
Hard in a phallus sense. So we already know with Hall. That's again the 61-year-old woman. She has been in contact with five other people that Peven or Peven may have fathered. So at the very least, we have six, and I'm assuming we have a truck ton more because it seems like this guy was just like a strange child in one of those. What's the name of that one director who's got the cum and wiping it all over the books with the kid happiness?
Noah Baumbach.
It's a strange Noah Baumbach. Just cum is here. Why would you just leave it?
He acts as it's like this a clean doctoral thing, but at some point he was in his
doctor's office, just jerking off.
Just jerking off. I just don't.
Anyway, and he's like, there's another load.
That's not going to help. It's not going to help the female male relations, are they?
It's
if we
not.
Find out you can't even trust a male doctor.
Oh no,
to not
another frayed,
you.
Another frayed thread in the tenuous relationships among all human beings during quarantine.
Live from your grave.
Beep 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 beep.
Cheese news.
Cheese news. Beep, 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 beep. Now, this cheese news.
Oh my God, this is insane, bro.
I don't know what this is, but we got sent this. It is called it's a website called don'tbuyfromcoulterfarms.net.
It's a full website.
It's a website, it's a web page. Now, according to this, there's a person that was very upset with a cheesemonger named Rebecca Coulter. Rebecca Coulter runs a thing called CoulterFarms.net. Don't troll these people. I don't know what the hell this is all about. It's just a funny story.
No, definitely they are victims in whatever this psycho person's brain is.
I don't know what's going on here. So she says, the person that created don't buy from CoulterFarms.net said that they have been haunted.
I can't believe that wasn't taken.
I can't believe it. They've been haunted by Rebecca Coulter. Now, I thought that meant like physically. Right?
Yeah.
Because apparently...
She's going cheese crazy.
Right. But they were never, ever physically together once. So here...
Okay.
This is a real complaint. It's a cease and desist letter that this person sent to Rebecca Coulter that is... They are super, super, super upset about what went down. And then I guess what they think is the fallout from it.
Should we mention how much...
Oh,
money,
I'm gonna go right now.
Cheese
all right,
money
so
we're talking here.
This is according to the police statement. I don't know if this is real. I think all of this is made up. I have no fucking
this
clue.
This is again, all of this is from don'tbuyfromcoulterfarms.net, which again, buy from Coulter Farms.
I have no idea. I don't know. Here's a brief description of the interaction I had with Rebecca Coulter before the harassment and assaults started. I purchased $185.58 worth of sharp cheddar cheese from Coulter Farms.
Excuse me, ma'am? How much money was that?
Oh, it's almost $200.
Almost $200 in sharp cheddar cheese from Coulter Farms.
It was sharp.
Do you know how long cheese stays fresh? Do you have any idea how much you would have to eat or consume to make?
Several, 10 years, 15, 10
years.
20 years.
That might be part of the problem.
The cheese they sent me was so sour, spoiled, that when I bite into it, my face was grimace as if I'd bitten into a lemon.
Oh.
So I would spit it out. I contacted Coulter Farms.
Wait a second. That means she did it. She was like...
Mm. Oh, God. She just
and then
took
just
a
like look at it, but
it.
Then look at it again and take a same bite.
Yeah, that's what I've done. I've done it several times because sometimes you don't know if maybe one side's bad. Maybe this is a lemon cheese. You got to check the other side. So I contacted Coulter Farms and I asked them for a refund, and they said I'd have to cover all the shipping charges, including the original shipping on the order, and then they would only refund the unopened packs, which would mean I would lose around $130 in total, even if I returned the unopened packs.
That's a lot of freaking cheese money for this woman.
So she contested it on PayPal, she said, and the case was closed, all this kind of shit.
Literally the sentences, PayPal quickly closed the case in favor of Coulter Farms, which means PayPal has a hardened detective somewhere.
They just, it was their bot. It was just a computer that just kind of...
I love the idea of like, oh, God damn it, I left the NYPD for this.
She got a full refund. So she said she returned this cheese, bad cheese. And then she told another Coulter Farms customer to not buy from them anymore because the cheese was bad.
Okay.
She did cheese war. That's cheese warfare. She said, then Rebecca Coulter started harassing me. I was like, okay, so this is becoming a physical interaction.
So the head of Coulter Farms got this one complaint and was so upset that she personally attacked her.
Well, she didn't. She started receiving calls at night, right? She said, like, and according to this quote-unquote police report, this is a month after she received a full refund from PayPal.
Okay.
So she got all her money back.
All right. It's a lot of money.
The Coulter Farms gave her money back.
Okay.
And I contacted a customer who I told not to buy from Coulter Farms, and I asked if they told Coulter Farms what I said to them, because I had suspected that Rebecca was the one who had been disturbing my sleep for the past month. Don't know what that means.
It's just telemarketers.
Out. And that night, Rebecca smashed my head into my pillow 3 or 4 times while I was laying on my side in bed. That's a ghost. I received a phone call from a Pennsylvania number while I was sleeping. I answered and they hung up without saying anything.
What?
When I called, the number back said the message didn't exist. That's a robocall. It's called, you just got a phantom call.
Right.
During the daytime, while the entity that had been haunting me for over 2 months and bothering me, I demanded that it identify itself. And that night, while I was laying in bed, a girl's voice said, this is Rebecca.
Whoa.
And then I was hit in the head. That's the Bell Witch.
Wait,
so this is the Bell Witch.
Wait,
happened to
so
her.
So this is a cheese haunting?
This is a cheese haunting.
Oh,
a week
no.
later, Rebecca
That's the worst
hit me.
Kind.
Rebecca hit me on my ribs while I was laying in bed. 18 days later, Rebecca scratched me in my arm while I was laying in bed.
And she does have a picture.
A month and a half later, Rebecca choked me while I was laying in bed.
She does have a picture of scratches on her arm, which I can only assume are indeed caused by the fingernails of the ghost of Rebecca the cheesemonger.
A month and a half later, Rebecca pressed against my entire body, similar to spooning, while I was laying on my side in bed.
She's just lonely.
I reached my hands back to try and get her off of me, and my hands started shaking violently. 2 weeks later, Rebecca made me feel like I was choking in something like metal shards while I was laying in bed. The same night,
Is
Rebecca caused my shoulder to involuntarily move. Rebecca choked me. Suffocated me. Rebecca made it feel like my fingertips were burning as if they'd been cut open with a knife. Rebecca attacked me again and woke me around 2:30 a.m. I called the Pennsylvania State Police in 3:30 a.m. and reported it.
Okay.
Shocked me. Rebecca shot me. In addition to the events listed above, Rebecca has been harassing me in the daytime as well as at night when I'm in bed seemingly every day since they started on 4/22. I honestly could see cheese psychics maybe doing this.
Cheese psychics are a bit scary. This does remind me of a lot of scenes from The Witch. Fantastic movie if you haven't seen it.
It is very similar to a gang stalking event.
She also, of course, Rebecca has no idea who this woman is not doing any of this, but she also said Rebecca also turned on her microwave 10 to 15 times.
She knows
so
that it's
she's
Rebecca.
She's messing with the microwave as well.
Yep, and then she also said it opened her garage door one time, and this is
I
the first time.
I think she might have some electrical problems.
She might.
Yeah.
I think she's got some brain electrical problems. This is the first time that my garage had been open since I moved in 4 years ago because I don't have a vehicle and I only use it for storage. A security person said they saw it open at 8 p.m. the previous night, so I was open all night and I have things in there that could have been stolen. I had to unplug the electric garage door opener so that Rebecca couldn't open it again. Lastly, I should note that the harassment insults are being done in a supernatural way. So she did include it at the very end. She did say none of this is physically being done to her, but she concluded suspect data.
Yeah, well, we do have to know where
but look,
was
it has
Rebecca.
Her sleep tracker. Has her sleep tracker, so you could see all the times that she woke up. And then and then PayPal with the case closed in your favor. You got a full refund.
She should be just fine. I don't think this is about Rebecca. I don't think this is about cheese. I think this is someone who is extremely bored, living her best fantasy life. Perhaps there is something going on here.
We
got to get Michael J. Fox from that fantastic film. Remember the one?
Have you rewatched it recently?
The Frighteners.
It's not very good.
I love The Frighteners.
Have you rewatched it?
I rewatched it like 5 years ago.
That's I didn't like it last so much. I thought it was kind of boring.
I thought it was funny.
Hmm.
I think it's funny.
Wow.
Anyway, she needs to get somebody over to that house.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah,
okay.
This is pretty hostile.
Wow.
It's pretty hostile.
I feel the heat.
She has to get someone over to that house, and they need to, maybe a cheese psychic. If you are a cheese psychic, reach out. We will get you in touch with
cheese
her website.
Especially.
Yeah, because we got to know what the hell is going on. And if not, her house is just going to burn down because it seems like she is in a very dangerous home that needs to be updated, and she needs to get an electrician over there.
I think that she also, there might be some substance involved.
Or is she? I don't know,
$185 worth of cheese? I'm going to look this up. I'm going to look
what
this up and see how much this was.
Actually, that's a great question.
I'm going to look up the CoulterFarms.net because I'm going to go to Coulter Farms and see what they say here.
You know, that's a good point, Henry, because you hear $185 worth of
cheese.
Sounds
like a lot, but maybe I don't know.
Maybe each shard of sharp cheddar
especially if you're shipping it.
Exactly. Let's see. Coulter Farms.
Okay, here we go.
What's an average? Now, she got the sharp cheddar, so let's try to look at the exact thing she would have gotten.
Okay, here we go. This is barn2door.com.
Okay, that's
what is this website.
That's
this is just
meat.
This sounds like a thing that you order pigs to fuck.
Dude, buddy, this is barn to door.
This
goes
is
right
huge.
From the barn
right,
to there, your door.
There, here we go. All right, shippable items. Cheese. Give it to me, you fucking piece of fuck.
And we want the sharp cheddar option.
Camembert.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, this is very nice. Cheesies.
Okay, that's the regular cheese. I'm going to just type in sharp. I'm going to type in some sharp cheddar. Let's see what we got here because I really want to be.
Well, we want to be right about this, because if we get this wrong, the audience doesn't come to us for misinformation.
Well, how about fucking last week when we put on an episode and the only people who could talk about is how we mixed up Interstellar and Gravity. We don't
they're the same
upset.
Movie.
You're not even selling the sharp cheddar anymore.
Wow. So
but
apparently.
Here, no, but let's look at the other comparatively.
Let's just do a comparity? A comparison of cheese. But now you got to do, you can't do a.
Well, look at this Camembert right here, right? So this
here we
is
go. Yeah.
Cheese, raw milk, baby Swiss. It's 11 pounds. Holy fuck.
How much is it?
Fucking
10 pounds of cheese.
She got 10 pounds of cheese.
I guess if she's a big girl, if she's got a lot of people she's got to sell to.
Well, she's definitely not using
the bathroom.
It's
not even about that, but she honestly, what if she's got like a bunch of fucking... She could have a bunch of people, you know, fiending for cheese.
I don't think she's getting woken up by Rebecca. I think she's got the cheese farts. Honestly, I mean, she probably hasn't taken a solid stool in a month.
She might be compacted.
Yeah, bro. This is like, you got to take her, you don't even take her to the doctor. You got to take her to a veterinarian who knows how to do the anal gland squeeze that everyone who has a small dog knows about that we're not going to talk about.
Man, honestly, this cheese looks really good.
All right, well, we do have to move on.
You can pick which udder the milk comes from.
Can you?
I hope. I don't want the left one.
Yeah. How did Henry get arrested? Well, he was found on an udder with his own mouth.
Hey, I'm an udder man.
He's an udder guy. Well, he's an udder delight. That's what I would say. Let's do Hero of the Week, shall we?
Yep.
All right, let's do Hero of the Week. So this is about Jeeps for Georgie. This is a cute story.
It's cute.
Georgie, they have spent a lot of time at St. Jude's Children's Hospital. They've been there since 2019. He suffers with stage 4 neuroblastoma, which I can imagine is like not super great.
So, what is that?
Well, you know what, buddy? I think that's where you have too much fun.
Oh.
And the doctors say we got to get rid of some of that. So because Georgie is not doing great, he said, what do you want? They said, what do you want? He said, I want to see a Jeep parade. So this fella, James Rumsey.
It's very sweet.
It is sweet. So this fella, James Rumsey, he's like, you know what? I know some people who have a bunch of Jeeps. So Georgie's Jeep parade, how many people do you think are going to go to a Jeep parade, Mr. Zabrowski?
I mean, honestly, I love to see a Jeep. I love to see it in action. I like to go in there.
A parade
like,
of them?
I could go see it. I would go see
it. How many people do you think showed up? 2,600 people showed up.
Holy shit.
That's a lot of people for Georgie.
With Jeeps, it's 2,600 Jeeps.
2,000. Well, I don't know. That's a lot of people. Organizer.
Do you remember when you were forced to do that weird game by your coach? Beep, beep, goes the Jeep.
Beep, beep, goes the Jeep. That's when I was late to practice. That was in South Dakota at a basketball camp. Deeply traumatizing. Funny bit. Organizer Douglas Bigelow. Along with the KGB, it is the KGB Four Wheelers Club.
That's fun as hell.
They were like, we're going to figure this out. So they said they plan to, quote, move heaven and earth to support the request and vowed to commit 100 Jeeps.
Hell yeah, dog. Good for him. Beep, beep goes the Jeep.
Indeed.
It doesn't involve him getting molested by his coach. It's great. It's so much better than what happened here.
Absolutely. The outpouring of support has been phenomenal, Bigelow said Wednesday afternoon. The Jeeps began arriving in the early morning hours.
Terrible gas mileage.
Well, I got my Silverado, not the best either, but that's okay.
You'd sacrifice it for Holland Power.
And for me, I can fit. I like that. So the Jeeps for Georgie parade, you know what time it kicked off? 6 p.m. Isn't that a fun time for a parade?
But it's the middle of winter. Are you going to start? Was it going to go darker? Yeah, well, how am I going to enjoy all the luster, all the Jeeps in the nighttime?
Well, they started coming in around 8 a.m. But when they started the parade kickoff at 6 p.m. So they were all there getting ready. So maybe that was part of it, too.
It's kind of like edging. But with the Jeep parade, where you sit and you see all the Jeeps just waiting and waiting, and you're just waiting a bus, waiting a bus, waiting a bus, waiting a bus, waiting a bus. And 6 p.m., there goes the Jeeps. You come all over yourself.
Beep, beep goes the Jeep. The Jeep parade, it stretched for miles and miles and miles. Jeeps are Georgie's favorite, and the community was so happy. And this is according to
different kinds of Jeeps?
Different kinds of Jeeps.
Rubicons? Marmalades?
Not the Marmalade. I don't mind a Rubicon.
The Jeep, Tornado?
I love a good 80s Jeep.
I love an 80s Jeep. They kill you, though. You fall out of it.
I know. That's the they fall over.
Yeah.
It's horrible. So according to Scott Asher, they picked up the story online on Monday at his home in Wisconsin. He drove 12 hours to take place, and he was the number 4 Jeep.
Whoa.
And Asher said it's a heartbreaking story. So people came all the way from Wisconsin, Minnesota?
This is my question. No, so they all just sat for hours in their Jeeps and waited for the parade to begin.
That's right. That's right. All
you can't even drink during that. And I mean, in the
your
Midwest,
passenger
you can.
Could. Yeah, your passenger probably
but
could.
But also, it's in the Midwest. You could. I think Midwest, isn't that like a 2.0 legal in Wisconsin?
It was a 0.8, and then they lowered it again, or 0.8. And, you know.
Things keep changing the same.
They really do. But anyway, Georgie, it's not just about the Jeeps. It also may break a Guinness World Record for the most amount of Jeeps. The number for the largest parade right now is 2,420. That was set in 2015 at the Bantam Jeep Heritage Festival.
Wait a second.
So there's a precedent for Jeep parades.
This isn't the first rodeo, my friend. Wow. Donald Moore from Springfield, Virginia said the event was good for Georgie, but also for those participating. They say, Moore says, as much as this is for Georgie, it's also for us. But isn't that a little selfish of them?
But my question, so does Georgie just sit in a chair and just wave at the Jeeps?
I'm going to say this about Donald Moore. I'm not sure about his perspective here. He goes on to say, with everything we've all dealt with for the past year, this gives us something to think about besides COVID. But the kid's got cancer.
Yeah, but they're also all like kind of grouping up. Actually, they should be thinking about COVID because they're all just like in a big group just hanging
well,
out.
Well, they're in their Jeeps.
As long as they're in their Jeeps.
I do think that this guy, Donald Moore, in this wonderful story, I do think that he's sort of lost sight of this about Georgie. It's not about you and
your
Jeep.
This is not about Jeeps.
No,
this
it's about
Georgie.
Georgie wanted to see Jeeps. But anyway, Douglas Bigelow, really, thank you. I guess technically you're hero of the week.
I guess if you get blasto neurology, whatever he's got, you just go like, no, oh, hi, Jeep.
No,
hi,
I don't think it's like that. I don't know. But
that's a funny looking horse. Like, can he fully enjoy the Jeep?
He loves the Jeeps, Henry. Can you let the boy alone?
It's a man.
He is not a man.
No, how old is he?
Georgie is at the St. Jude's Children's
Hospital.
Oh,
I thought it was a very, very old man. I thought it was a very, very
old man. Incredulous.
Wow. Of course then he enjoyed the Jeeps.
I'm just saying that's why I don't think Moore...
I thought it was like a World War II vet that was just standing out there going, yeah, I remember this last time I seen this many Jeeps. They were invading France. It was the Germans.
Older people die of cancer every day. They never get a Jeep parade. It's because he's a child. He's not going to get to live.
That's why I thought it was weird. Honestly, that's why I thought. I was like, why are they throwing this old Jeep parade for an old man?
So, Georgie, I hope you're doing all right out there in your young age.
I hope he's doing great.
Of course.
It's funny because Marcus's dog is named Georgie, and that's a girl.
I will never fully understand it, but then again, I don't ask so many questions, do I?
I also find it weird when people like misgender a dog and then you get all upset about it.
I don't care.
Because I think you should be more concerned that I'm staring at your dog's genitalia.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't give a crap if it has a penis or a vagina. It's a dog.
It's a dog.
It's a dog.
I mean, yeah, because I'm like, fuck yeah. Either way.
It's a cool ass dog. I love dogs. All right,
here we go. I'll do a little bit of a listener email. This comes from a Seventh-day Adventist survivor. This is, we talked about the Seventh-day Adventists on this series we've been doing for the Ann Hill Kids with Rock Terrio. That is about to get a fuck ton more awful.
I think they have some issues, this Seventh-day Adventist church.
They do. Yeah. It's very interesting. This woman was in this. This listener was in the SDA for a long time.
Okay.
The more you guys talk about culty patterns, the more you realize how culty the SDA truly is. On the outside, it's all right. Looking in, it's a typical evangelical church, overly right. sinister to normal people, but excusable to the indoctrinated. But like you say, the deeper you get in, the darker it is. Mm. And the more it gets covered up just to maintain an image. The first time I saw it was when my folks took in a girl that had been living on with her ultra-abusive uncle, who was a church deacon or something, for years before finally running away as a teenager, and a church elder called her to try and convince her to go back home. It's very common also in the Mormon church.
Of course.
Things get darker when I went to an SDA boarding school. The education I received there was incomplete at best, but there were way too many scandals involving staff being inappropriate with or straight up fucking students.
Sheesh.
I remember 3 cases in the 3 years I was there alone.
That's so many cases.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Usually one
kids
school
are disgusting.
One school gets one teacher to have sex with one student every 20 years.
Yes. I went into SDA college because they gave me a bunch of scholarships, but by then I was fully getting disillusioned. I realized that the oldest names in the SDA church were straight up inbred when I made friends with one of their descendants who was born with extra fingers and teeth. Because the school had strict rules against drinking and fraternization, if a girl was abused in some way, 10 to 1, she was in a situation, and we all sign a contract for this, that the she had actually been forbidden to be in, which earned automatic expulsion. So if you were not only sexually assaulted, you were also expelled.
All right.
This shit's fucking wild.
That's crazy.
It's just very interesting to see just how much can be snuck under the rug of being evangelical.
And also she hits on something there, the communal aspect of it. You start getting the charities, you start getting
all of these quote unquote reputable people get tied in. And so they're mixed in. It's very common. The CIA does it. They do it all the time. You mix bad actors with good actors so that if you
Jerry Stiller. mixed with
choose yes, which mine your pop culture, all of them.
I want to say Pauly Shore just because his last movie
was
so bad.
He's a great actor in Son-in-Law.
He was good in Son-in-Law. By the way, total freaking side note, but The Wrong Missy is very funny.
It is very funny.
If you want to check out a comedy.
No bad actors in that. No one's getting molested on that set.
Very good. It was very good. David Spade, Lauren Lapkus.
So funny.
But yeah, they start controlling your whole life, and then it becomes so difficult to get out. So congratulations on getting out. And sometimes you're going to lose some friends that way, but you know what? You're going to find better friends on the outside.
You are, because when it comes down to it, you're going to find people that know you for the real you and not the fake SDA you that you had to composite over years of hiding your true self.
And you know, you should be able to hold a religion and then also have friends that aren't part of that religion. That's totally fine.
Well, anybody that restricts, you know for a fact that you're in a cult once they change your name and they restrict your diet. You start working for them,
do is get Coulter Farms bad cheese.
I mean, I guess it would keep the weight down.
I don't think that it would.
I mean, I don't know what you the Coulter Farms. Eat it. I don't know what's happened with Coulter Farms.
I like them.
I'm with you, Coulter Farms. I think you're good.
I think so far.
I've never worked from them. I never ordered from them.
It's a local farm. Any other letters?
No.
That's it. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening to Side Stories this week. We'll see you next year.
Live.
Hey, see you next year.
Live every fucking day. Like, you got 24 hours left, man. One shot at fucking year, man. What's going to be this year, man? 2020. Make your 2020 on Thursday, man. You can make your 2020 tomorrow.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Invent something.
Please invent something.
Create something.
That we can use, please. Jesus, you fucking lazy inventors.
The self-scrubbing.
Turn it on you.
The self-scrubbing toilet, all one and done. I know, I'm done with toilet paper. Why do we still have toilet paper? Anyway, that's for a different stand-up.
Well, you should use a bidet first, and then you can, it's nice to have the bidet, and then you can pat your asshole.
I know, I just feel like we gotta figure something else out there. But
what do you want, like a rag? Like you disgusting fuck?
No, that's what they did in Roman days.
I know they did.
That's where the term short end of the stick comes from, because everyone would use the same poop wiper. And I think they all died of some weird disease, didn't they?
You remember that from our tour in Italy.
Did.
Wow. To this day, it's been years. You remember nothing of all the years of all the bullshit we've talked, but you remember almost everything from that one tour we took in Italy.
The way that he spoke was so intelligent.
Marcus works so hard.
Isn't that funny? But then being from Texas alleviates all of it.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Sometimes, you know what? When you have friends like these, you got to laugh.
You got to laugh.
And with these friends like this, sometimes it's better off to have some enemies. You know what I'm saying? But you keep laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing, and eventually becomes barking, and that means congrats, you're a dog.
You're so stupid.
You can love the fact that, guess what, man? And I really do. I really mean this. Really mean this. Every day, you have an opportunity to change.
Honestly, that's a very good point. I burned my hand with 3-degree burns, and as you can see, completely healed.
Yes.
And I realized that's new skin now, isn't it? And I read something on a meme once.
So now it's like your penis will meet a stranger.
Well, it's my left hand, and unfortunately, I'm not ambidextrous.
You should. Quarantine's a really good time to mix up your jerk-off hand.
I haven't even really been doing much of the jerking off.
Congrats, man.
You know, 2020.
I can't function unless I get the fucking devils out.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Every
with me.
Day I have to do it. It's like a pressing heat. I wonder what it's going to do. And I know that it's a part of the reason why I still get up and can enjoy my life, because I have that heat down at the center of my balls just driving and driving and driving and driving.
Right.
But it make you do bad things.
I think you have all those years of when you weren't having sex. You're pent up. I'm good.
I was coming just as much then.
No.
I was masturbating like 3 times a day.
Well, we want to thank you all so much for listening to the show throughout 2020. And we grew as a friend.
Look how much we've grown.
As partners all in this together
as
a group.
I also want to say how many people were like, they're going to change when they go to Spotify. Their content's going to change.
Now you're going to take the Festivus?
Has a thing matured on this show once
since
we began?
We could try to mature a little bit. More.
What are you doing? What?
Well, we actually should have
sell encyclopedias.
I should have mentioned that. Yeah. Well,
what am I going to do? We have not changed. We're incapable of change. So I want to say you should
just
be
told
thankful.
Everyone to change.
Yeah, they can change. We have to say the same for our listeners. Personally, we have to change, and I do think that we have. But I will circle back around and say, but the show has barely changed.
Yes,
it has not really matured in any way, shape, or form. And I want to say thank you to us. for holding the line.
Well, that's very nice, and I'm happy you've held on to whatever bit of hatred that you still have in your mind.
The chip on my shoulder is what allows me. Look how strong my shoulders are.
That's a Dorito. All right. Well, now we're having fun here. Thank you all so much for listening. We absolutely love you.
Yeah, you fucking pieces of shit. Thank you so much for all your fucking bullshit. Also, last stream will be back. We don't know in what form yet, but it will be back.
I just remembered at the very end of this episode, I actually wanted to start with that as a joke.
What?
Because you and Marcus got us suspended for 3 days.
You also helped.
I did copyright material out as an innocent young man, and you showed testicles, and Marcus showed somebody deep-throating a large dildo while using I believe it was an orange or a...
Top-tier content that Twitch
immediately got suspended.
Couldn't handle. Twitch couldn't handle it. So we're going to have to figure out a way to do this, because we're not going to water down last stream, because you are so used to the artistic purity and simplicity of last stream that we can't have all these added bullshit. What are we going to do? So I mean, like, hey there, like and subscribe. Smash that like button. We're not going to be doing that. We just want to do our show and be free.
Well, isn't that nice? I'm so happy we concluded the show with this long conversation.
This is what we do. This is what we have nothing. We have nothing but time to fill.
All right, everyone. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations.
Hail me.
Eat some cheese, by the way, if you get a chance.
Coulter Farms.
Check them out.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.